Hello, welcome to this inner journey just for you. Take the time to lie down comfortably. Spread your legs and arms a little. Gently close your eyes and let yourself go completely. Now that you are comfortable, take a deep breath in through your nose. Then exhale very hard through your mouth as you exhale. Each time you exhale, imagine that you are getting rid of everything you don't like, your annoyances or sadness, for example, if you have any. Let's do it together. Take a deep breath, then exhale hard through your mouth and send away everything you no longer want. Do this 3 more times. Very good. Now you feel light, light as a little butterfly. Think of a little butterfly of all colors. Imagine it, draw it in your dream. And this little butterfly is now landing on the tip of your nose. Feel it. Feel how light it is. Now, it flies away and lands on your right hand. It's like a little tickle on your right hand. It feels very nice. There it goes again and now lands on your left hand. You barely feel it, it's so light. It flies away again and lands delicately on your mouth. You want to smile. And there it goes again and lands on your right foot. You don't feel it, but you know it's there. You don't move because you want it to stay there with you on your right foot for a while. But this multicolored butterfly still wants to move. It has a hard time stopping. It flies away again and lands on your left foot. And it keeps going. There it goes again and lands on your heart. Do you think it's going to leave? But no, it stays there very quietly on your heart. It settles down and starts talking to you. This is what it tells you. Come with me. We are going to go to a beautiful forest and I will introduce you to a friend who will lead you to a treasure. It makes you want to go for a walk with this nice butterfly. You leave your well-behaved body there, relaxed and in thought. You now leave with the butterfly. You arrive in a magnificent forest with very tall trees. The butterfly reassures you. Be confident, this is a friendly forest. All the trees protect us, and here, there are only nice animals, friends. You start to move forward. Together in the forest, the trees greet you groaningly with their long branches. Other butterflies arrive and accompany you. They are very beautiful. There are blue ones, yellow ones, others of different colors. They are very happy. You look at them too, and it makes you even happier. You continue walking. You come across beautiful flowers that smell good. They open even more as you pass, and they give you big smiles. You smile at them too. You enjoy this walk. You hear birds singing. They are so happy to welcome you to the forest. One of them lands on your shoulder and chirps a sweet melody in your ear for a moment. And now, you see a doe with her little baby crossing the path. But since she is a little shy and has never seen you before, she doesn't stop and continues on her way. Your walk is pleasant. You are feeling good. Suddenly, a little monkey appears. He jumps from branch to branch in the trees, doing all sorts of jumps and somersaults. Then, clinging to a vine, he launches himself into the void and comes right up to you. He is there in front of you and makes all sorts of funny faces. Does that make you laugh? The butterfly introduces him to you. This is my friend Failu. He is a very intelligent monkey, and he is the guardian of the forest treasure. Failu the monkey shakes your paw and says to you, "Follow me, I will take you to see this treasure." You follow him, but it's difficult because he's very fast and mischievous. He knows that you're not going as fast as him, and he often stops to wait for you, laughing. You're now crossing a pretty clearing. You come across a spring of fresh water, and you stop for a moment to drink from the spring. It feels good to drink this delicious, refreshing water. When you set off again, you, the monkey, the butterflies, the bird, and you, come across some rabbits. You see them wagging their long ears as if to say hello to you, and you see them quickly disappear into the ferns. You wave to them. You feel good in this magical forest with all these animals. It's like a beautiful dream. The forest becomes more dense, and then big rocks appear. Failu the monkey climbs the rocks so easily. You'd like to follow him, but it's impossible. He's hiding. Do you think you've lost him? But no. Suddenly he reappears, laughing, right behind you. You now arrive in front of a huge cliff. Failu guides you to a cave closed by a large wooden door. You have arrived. The treasure is well hidden in the cave. Bill is protected. The little monkey has the key. He opens the door and invites you to enter the cave. You hesitate. Failu and the butterfly accompany you. Daylight floods the cave. Inside the cave, the walls are shiny, encrusted with precious stones of all colors that radiate. Failu explains to you. You know, all stones can protect us. For example, the red ones are rubies. They give us courage and success. The green ones are emeralds. They bring you confidence, they calm and soothe. The dark blue ones are sapphires. They give wisdom. The pink ones are pink tourmalines. They bring gentleness. The yellow ones are topazes. They are the stones of fidelity and intelligence. The purple ones are amethysts. They protect us from bad thoughts. The white ones are diamonds, the stones of love. You are amazed by so much light and color. It is very beautiful. The monkey now shows you a large treasure chest in the middle of the cave and invites you to open it. You open the chest and it is filled with precious stones. It shines, sparkles, radiates, and lights up the entire cave. You admire all these beautiful stones. You ask, "Can I touch them?" Palo tells you, "Yes, you can touch them." And the spirit of the forest offers you one that you can take back with you. Which one do you choose? What color attracts you the most? You take your time and choose your stone. What color is it? You now have your stone in your hand and Phil and the butterfly signal to you that you must now leave. You carefully put this stone that will protect you in your pocket and you leave the cave. Chalo closes the heavy door and you resume the path through the forest in the opposite direction. You come back. The birds and butterflies accompany you again. You feel light, you are happy. You are well. You take the time now to say goodbye to Failu and all the inhabitants of the forest. You thank them too. You see the trees greeting you from afar. You know that you will be able to return to this forest whenever you feel like it. In your imagination with the multicolored butterfly, you come back slowly to your body lying down, relaxed, calm. There you are, you are there. You can stay a little longer in your dream. You will only open your eyes when you are ready. Take your time. It is time for me to leave you to prepare for a new journey. I hope you enjoyed this little walk. For me, it was a pleasure. So, I will see you very soon.